bonds from Capital Federal. True blue for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Emporia Community Foundation's Match Day is Monday, November 15th. 25 area nonprofits are vying for their share of $60,000. Go to EmporiaMatchDay.com to find out how and when to donate. Or stop by the west entrance of their office at 527 Commercial, November 15th between 9 and 5. KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local. Good morning. It is 8:49 and we are in the midst of the United Way of the Flint Hills campaign, of course, led by Mr. Mike Argabright. He is the United Way of the Flint Hills campaign drive chair for 2021-2022. And we invite you to log on to unitedwayoftheflinthills.org, and you can make your donations and benefit, one or all of the wonderful community partners that are under the United Way umbrella here, all doing outstanding work here in the Emporia region. And we are going to be continuing now our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. And today we talk SOS. And we're very pleased to be joined by SOS Director Connie Cahoon. Connie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing beautiful sunshine, beautiful weather out there. You can't complain at all, can we?
No complaints about that. So how are things going at SOS here, the fall of 2021, Connie?
I feel like we're a little overwhelmed, quite frankly. We have so many children that cost us trying to serve child in need of care cases that we are just, trying to find volunteers to serve those kiddos. So I think I just feel a little bit overwhelmed at the moment. So CASA is one of the United Way programs underneath the SOS umbrella. It stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. And what they do is they serve kiddos in the court system who have been deemed child in need of care cases. And so they do an investigation for the courts to see what the best interest of that child might be. Might be severing parental rights. It might be, making sure mom has a drug and alcohol evaluation and continuing UAs to make sure that mom is staying clean so that mom can have the kiddos back in their house. And so we're looking for volunteers to do that. And right now, our percentage of service to those kiddos just continues to go down because of the need for volunteers. I think COVID has taken a lot out of volunteers, and so I feel like out of this, and thinking about volunteering for a couple of years on something is pretty hard. So we've tried to shorten that up to just a year. So that's what we're wanting right now.
Volunteers.
That's what we're needing.
Okay, so if people are interested in learning more about the CASA program or possibly becoming a CASA volunteer with SOS, what do they need to do, Connie?
They need to call the CASA office at 343-2744, and they can talk to any one of the staff members, and they'll be glad to explain to them what it takes. And, people like to make a difference in somebody's life, and this is a lifelong change that they can absolutely make. It's amazing to me the relationships that are formed and the lifelong relationships. Well after the CASA volunteer is no longer involved with CASA, they're still involved in that child's life and making a difference. So it's a really, truly good way to give back.
Connie Cahoon, Director of SOS, with us on our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight on this Tuesday morning. Well, how extensive is the training, Connie, if people would like to become a CASA volunteer?
It's 30 hours. It's 15 online on their own and then 15 in-person hours. And it takes about 12 hours a month, I think, is what they say, 9 to 12 hours a month by the time you do, visit with the child and visit with those involved in the child's life, whether it's teachers, maybe workers of the parents, landlords, family members of the child, foster care family for the child, all that type of thing.
Well, let's talk about, we've been dealing with CASA here to open up our conversation here this morning, Connie, but let's talk about some of the other branches on the SOS tree, because it is a large, full-blooming tree, Connie.
It is a very large, full-blooming tree. We have four different programs underneath the SOS umbrella, and probably what we're most known for is the domestic violence and sexual assault part, or shelter. And so that's called crisis services, and that's one piece of the umbrella. Another piece of the umbrella is the Child Advocacy Center, who work with children who have been sexually assaulted, mostly. And they, from that disclosure to that prosecution, our staff is with them that entire way, helping them understand the process, helping them heal, helping them find resources. And they work with a team of people to try to bring that from disclosure to prosecution. And then we have our Child Visitation Exchange Center. And that is another United Way program underneath our umbrella. Our Child Visitation Exchange Center is mostly court or ordered by the court to have supervised visitation. So every child deserves to have a relationship with their parents, regardless of the parents' poor choices. So they'll come for an hour, ordered by the court, to have those visitations. We have security guards on staff, and then we have a supervisor in with the kiddos and watch that visit to make sure everything's appropriate is being said and being taken care of properly so that that kiddo can have a safe visit, remain safe, and not ask improper questions of that child. So they can just work on building that relationship. They also have supervised visits, or exchanges. So they will come, you know, one parent will bring the child, drop them off, you know, stay in the room. The other parent will come. The security guard or whatever will take that child to the other parent. That parent leaves with that child, and then the parent that had brought the child is then free to go after a little bit of time. So there's no crossover. So, you know, parents of that child are not able to see each other, and that's the whole point, and to keep everybody safe.
Well, you do keep busy. There is no doubt about that. You've got a wonderful staff here at SOS. What about your new location off of C of E Drive? You like that?
We are absolutely ecstatic over it. All the Emporia offices have now combined four locations into this one location, and it just makes it absolutely wonderful. When I need something, I can run down the hall and talk with an advocate, run upstairs and see if I can help with some technology or whatever the situation might be. I mean, I have a fabulous staff, but we are a team, and so we do work together, but it's nice to be under one roof and have such a wonderful location. You know, we were in a location where we had ceilings leaking, mice droppings everywhere, and, you know, our staff just took it in stride to be able to continue to do their jobs. Well, now they have remodeled offices with new carpet and new paint and great big windows that they can see out of, and it is just absolutely wonderful. The Child Visitation Exchange Center has two great big rooms that are child-friendly. They have another room that families can eat together in, and it's just remarkable. The space is just, I can't say enough about it. The shelter is phenomenal, and the bathrooms down there are just amazing. And, you know, we try to have, that's a garden level, and just try to make people feel safe and be safe. And we're very excited about it.
Well, and obviously this is all due to a very successful capital campaign, isn't it?
We're very, very, very fortunate. Absolutely. We're very fortunate to be able to have so many people supporting SOS. You know, and there's some of them are still paying on their pledges. You know, some are paying every single solitary month to make sure that this building gets paid for and it's all taken care of. We are very excited and honored to have so many people that so generously raised. We raised a little over $4 million to make this happen. And it's pretty phenomenal that that type of thing happens in this day and age. And you know, people are still giving and still caring and then making things like this happen and taking care of clients and giving back to our community. It's wonderful.
A couple of things before we let you go here this morning, Connie. It is 8:57. This is our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. You mentioned how active it is with CASA and the need of volunteers. What kind of activity are you seeing, you know, on the domestic violence and the sexual assault front? I mean, are we still looking at fairly moderate numbers, Connie?
We are, and that, you know, we're seeing some sexual assaults happen and domestic violence. The severity of the incidents is scary. There's a lot of strangulation, and people notice that as choking. People are being choked, and that is, I just went to a training, and we know that that was a severe thing, but we're seeing it more and more every day, and that can lead to brain damage, and people do not realize severity. When you're being choked out, the lifelong effects that that can have is scary, and we're seeing that with some sexual assaults, and we're seeing some drug sexual assaults, happening in our area, you know, just right here, right here. And I just doesn't think, people always didn't think those things happen here, and they absolutely positively do. And it's very, very scary. You know, the Child Visitation Center has domestic violence dads or moms, and that's part of the reason the court has ordered them here, so that those kiddos can stay safe. And so we deal with some very tough clients and, you know, victim side and then the perpetrator side, so that we can make sure that those kiddos can stay safe and have those visitations as well.
Well, we're fortunate that we have you and your team here to provide support for, obviously, those that are in need. Before we let you go, Connie, how important is your partnership with the United Way of the Flint Hills?
We're very, very lucky to have that partnership with the United Way. The United Way continues to grow in the services that they provide, and we're happy to be, you know, just a small piece of that, which it's quite significant when you look at the whole big picture, and a smaller piece of our budget. But at the same time, we couldn't do what we do without the United Way, and I'm so proud to be a United Way partner and be a PATH Drive chair and allocations committee chair or committee member, and I just really believe in the United Way, and Mickey's doing a fabulous job of leading us, and Hannah. They do a wonderful job in our community, and again, our community steps up to help with that.
Well, Connie,
we're very grateful for that.
Well, Connie, thanks for all you and your team do. It's very important and vital work here in the community, and we, as always, appreciate your time.
Thank you so very much for having me on, and I want to thank everybody that participates in the United Way. Thank you for giving back.
Thanks, Connie.
Take care.
Yeah, Connie Kuhn, Director of SOS, joining us on our KVOE United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. The United Way campaign drive is underway, so please log on to UnitedWayOfTheFlintHills.org to learn more about our community partners or to donate. KVOE Live and Local, it is 901.
The Board of Education, staff, and students of USD.